Well, as you know, the numbers of the 2016 census are out, and they show that the UBC area is one of the fastest growing regions in all of Metro Vancouver. Now, there's 16,000 full-time residents there now, but that means it's grown by almost 25% since 2011. However, despite being located in Point Grey, it's not technically part of the city of Vancouver. The entire area is actually an unincorporated electoral area under jurisdiction of the provincial government. Now, there's no elected local government, and the decision-making in the region has effectively, well, it's effectively done by the university itself. Our next guest says this style of governance is causing serious problems as that area continues to grow. Charles Menzies is a professor of anthropology at UBC. He also lives there, and he'll be starting a term on the university's Board of Governors in March, but he joins us first on the line. Charles, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to speak with you.
So you're part of the problem. You're one of the people that lives there.
You better believe it. And I've been here for 20 years or more.
Now, without getting too bogged down in all the details, how are the university lands and the endowment lands, how are they currently governed?
They're governed differently. The university endowment lands is directly administered by the province, and they have a citizens advisory committee that gives advice. The areas that are owned by UBC and are residential areas, not part of the academic core, have a society that's contracted to manage them, and the society has five residents elected and three university-appointed reps, but everything has to be approved by the UBC Board of Governors and the UBC Planning and Administration for any effective decisions to happen here.
So if the university lands don't have an elected local government, who's accountable when residents have concerns?
Well, the president of the university gets a lot of email that gets then deflected off to VPs and people like that. So university's planning department here on campus, headed by quite a nice gentleman, Michael White, is actually the people who get most of the criticisms and comments and feedback that skips past the local society.
So if they're not part of Metro Vancouver, what about the infrastructure, water, sewage, garbage disposal?
Well, sewage and water does come through the metro services, and the university pays for that and then passes costs down to the UNA. That's the university neighborhood area. That's the society. Things, we got problems like with fire. We have problems with that because it's contracted to Vancouver, and then we have to pay some portion of that. Policing is done by the RCMP, and then there's a big tag on the rural tax. Roads, it's confusing jurisdiction. Is it the university? Is it the Ministry of Transport? The biggest thing is there's a lot of ambiguity and confusion, and when push comes to shove, we often get different answers for the same question.
So how long has this been going on?
Well, basically, for close to 30 years since David Strangway got Hampton Place going, though Hampton Place, a small development at Westbrook and 16th, kind of managed on its own because it was a small little enclave, and it was only a few people, and it was very closely tied to the university. People were reasonably happy. But as the university's ramped up its housing development in the residential areas, what's happened is that they've lagged massively behind in terms of effective community governance.
So then having said that, what problems are we seeing now?
Well, you get all kinds of classic issues. I mean, really, on one level, they're really boring and mundane issues. They're parking. They're who pays this bill. They're community service fees. They're development plans that put a great big stadium on somebody's back door. They're not really exciting issues, but boy, oh boy, when you live beside them and then you all of a sudden read that there's going to be a new building that puts like 300 or 400 or 500 more vehicles driving by your front door, oh, it becomes a big issue.
So as I mentioned at the top, the university is one of the fastest growing parts of Metro Vancouver. Population right now 16,000. That's on track to double over the next few years, over the next 20 years. So at what point do we say, you know, enough? This has to change. It's got to become part of Metro Vancouver.
Yeah, I think we've passed that point. I think we're 5-10 years out of date. I think a lot of times these things are better done in advance rather than after the fact, because the more, I mean, you know, from a very or utilitarian point of view, had the university already got this in place beforehand, they wouldn't have a large population here that's decided getting its own opinions and ideas about how things should be, and they would have had a better able to lay out the plan. As you get more and more people here, we start getting our own ideas about how things should look.
If you're going to reform UBC's governance structure, How would you do it?
Oh my God, it's really complicated.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're all on the university area, we're all on land leases, and the leases basically are individual for each housing development, and because UBC owns the land. So it's complicated, it's not impossible, and there's two basic ways you can go. You can either throw us into Vancouver, which I think there'd be a lot of people who wouldn't be that super happy about that, or you can create an autonomous municipality, and the problem with that is UBC would still be, it'd be like Kitimat or one of those classic company towns where the one big industry really controls things, even though there's a local council. So we need some kind of modicum in between, perhaps a kind of balanced power where you have, like, say, three basic wards, the university endowment lands area, the university neighborhoods area, and the academic area, because there's, like, almost as many students living on campus as non-student residents.
But because you've got the university involved, you've got the province involved, mm-hmm. you want to get the municipality involved.
Yeah.
I mean, how likely is this to change anytime soon?
Well, you know, I've always been surprised at how things all of a sudden do start to change. I mean, you look at something, you think, wow, it's not going to happen, and then, boom, the Berlin Wall collapses. You know, this is really, in a weird way, we're in a colonially administered zone out here. There's a lot of parallels to the way in which the homeland territories were operated, not the same kind of violence and disruption in southern Africa, but the political and governmental structures are very much the same. I actually think that we'll be surprised. I'm pretty sure within 3 to 5 years, less optimistically within 10 years, there will be a different political administration out here, because it just will become untenable to continue to have the university administer an area of 16 to 30,000 people who do not have any responsible democratic involvement.
So then, having said that, why are you running for the Board of Governors?
Well, you know, I've always find that it's better, rather than to stand on the outside and throw criticisms inside, it's often good to see and have a chance to see how it's actually working. Oftentimes, there's different types of information, but not only that, because I sat on our local council, the University Neighborhood Association, for 4 years as well, I actually think I bring something a little bit different, and perhaps these gentlemen and ladies haven't actually understood some of the details on the ground that, as a resident and a faculty member, I've seen. And so that little twist, perhaps, maybe we can sort of knock things loose a bit and move to a more effective, just model of governance here.
Fascinating story. Charles, best of luck.
Well, thank you. Nice talking with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Menzies, professor of anthropology at UBC and a UBC resident, begins his term on the UBC Board of Governors next month. Love to hear from you on this, particularly if you're one of the 16,000 UBC residents out there. Not a student. You live in one of the condos around there. What do you think of the current governing structure, and would you like to see it changed? You can let us know on TalkBack. 604-662-6690. 604-662-6690. Amy.